It seems like the right thing to do. You use a disinfectant wet wipe and toss it in the toilet, right? No, that's actually wrong. People are using wet wipes in record numbers because of coronavirus, but they can create problems for your sewer system and for wastewater treatment facilities.
Wipes clog pipes, and the reason why this is such a significant problem, especially right now during the COVID-19 pandemic, is that the way that wipes are created, it doesn't matter if they're from Charmin or Cottonelle or these disinfectant wipes, they're made of a combination of different ingredients, polyester, polypropylene, so plastics, cotton, wood pulp, rayon fibers, and most of that stuff does not disintegrate in water like toilet paper does.
Mike McNutt is with the Las Virgenes Municipal Water District. It serves more than 70,000 people from parts of the Conejo Valley to Calabasas.
When you have all these things going to the sewer system and they don't disintegrate, they'll start clogging the pipes and backing up. And when that happens, you can cause expensive damage to the sewer system. It can cause backups into homes, out into the street from access covers from the sewer system, and other things like having catastrophic failures of pumps and things like that.
The wipes can cause unique problems for wastewater treatment systems because they clog pumps used to move waste.
Sewer systems are gravity fed. So a lot of times, because especially in our area here where we have so many hills and mountains and different topography, a system has to pump things uphill sometimes in order for it to be gravity fed to its lowest location. There are these things we call wet wells, and there's these deep sort of like pools that are located right in front of a pump that would basically pump up the sewer water to a higher elevation so it could actually make it to the wastewater treatment plant.
McNutt talks about how wastewater systems have to deal with the wipes.
In these little pool areas at the pump location is where we'll see a lot of the accumulation of these wipes, severely clogging it. And when that happens, we have to go through an entire process of pulling the pump out, cleaning it out completely, and then reinstalling it. And that causes all sorts of different problems.
With more wipes ending up in sewage, wastewater treatment facilities are forced to step up cleanup.
What we're seeing now is normally we would do a clean out of those areas maybe once a month. But now there's so many wipes getting lodged and building up in those areas. We're talking about a once a week cleaning out process now. So there's a lot going in there.
There's currently a push in the state assembly to make wipe makers mark the packages as non-flushable. Many people think they're easily biodegradable, but they aren't. You might want to put down your breakfast croissant as we talk about another concern related to what we put in toilets. The toilet paper shortage has many people thinking about alternatives. McNutt says paper towels aren't a good one. They don't dissolve in water easily.
We're living in this moment in time where if you do have to use paper towels for going to the restroom and, you know, using it for the reasons why we know you're going to be using it for, I hate to say this, but it would be better served to actually throw that away in a trash bag and take that out to the trash. I know that sounds gross, but toilet paper is engineered for it to break down in water. The paper towel, it doesn't do that. It is meant to absorb things and still stay intact.
So the bottom line message from wastewater treatment facilities is no wet wipes and no paper towels in the toilet, please. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.